In a spray of water, she shot to the surface, waved out to him. "Are you coming in?"
"I'll be right there."
He had to try and curtail some of this desperate need for her, otherwise he'd frighten her with how strong his desire for her pulsed within him. He bounded in, dove and kicked under the water and emerged before her, grasped her around the waist and treaded water for the both of them.
"I want no secrets between us. Do you understand that?"
"I'm not keeping any secrets from you that I'm aware of."
"Then tell me how you feel right now."
"Wet." An impish smile lifted her lips.
"Do you love Donnan?"
He gave her hips a squeeze, hoped like hell she harboured not one single feeling for the man. "Donnan and I have spent time together whenever he's visited, and he seems considerate, but I'm also well aware he's a hardened warrior, bloodthirsty and very determined. He wouldna be the son of a great chief otherwise. The chiefs of Clan MacDonald hold the title of Lords of the Isles, and they do so for a reason. They are a force to be reckoned with, which includes Donnan."
"What happens if I asked you not to see him again?"
"I would say you had no right to request such a thing."
"I also wish to ask for a kiss."
"Nay, Tor, we arena mated, and you must cease thinking so." She pushed him away, dove under the water, and kicked toward the overhanging ledge at the side of the pool. She emerged, clambered up onto the slick black rock, water sluicing to her feet as they dangled in the water.
"Let me make one thing absolutely clear, Layla."
He couldn't allow her to harbour any other notion than that which was the truth.
"We are mated, and there is nothing you can say which will change that fact."
Through the vent high above, the sun dipped below the horizon, and a heavenly glow of golden red speared through the darkening sky. The moon rose and shimmered, the stars, one by one, glowing and twinkling all around it. His claws sliced out from his fingers, his bear fairly demanding his release. He'd never shifted in front of her before, always done so in the depths of the forest when he was well and truly alone, but no more. Gently, he gripped her wet knees through her shift.
"I need to make the change, and it can't wait any longer. My bear wishes to meet you."
"You intend to shift now?"
"Aye, and since I detest shredding my clothes, the pants have to go. Close your eyes if you need to."
"This is completely inappropriate."
"If we weren't mated, I'd agree."
"How many times must I tell you we aren't a soul bound?"
"You can tell me as often as you'd like, but deep inside my heart I know the truth, and very soon so will you."
She huffed again, shoved her wet hair from her face, and glared at him. "You are completely impossible."
"Aye, but now I'm your impossible. Are you ready?"
"If you truly must shift, then do so. Just make sure your bear doesn't bite me."
"My bear could never hurt you, but I will be biting you at some point in time, and likely the first opportunity you allow it."
He backed up a step, unlaced the ties at his waist, and shoved his pants off under the water, then lobbed them through the air toward his discarded clothes on the sand. The leather hit the beach with a wet thump, and he turned back to the only woman he would ever desire, the one and only woman who held the other half of his soul. It was time. For both of them to accept their destiny, one he couldn't wait to embrace. She was his mate, and now no longer could she hide from him. He'd found her, and he wasn't letting her go, not to Donnan MacDonald or any other man.